You're listening to my lovely microphone that I have made recently for sales in Thailand because Thai people complain about the Sennheiser and Sony, particularly for the model ME2. That is the lowest and cheapest microphone for the Sennheiser, but Thai people complain that it's really expensive. So I have made recently this cut a half of the price and I have tailored the sound to matching up with my shotgun microphone, which is the Sennheiser MKH416. And I have the sample for the Sennheiser MKE2 lapel microphone. I have compared it to my microphone. I just get the standing point that the MKE2 have more of the high frequency boost and clarity sonic character to my microphone. But at its price tag is about 1,800 baht. I don't know what the dollar is. It's about $60. This microphone is pretty cheap. It's $60 that I have made for sales in Thailand. And this is what the sound that you get from this microphone. This is not put in the high frequency boost cab, just a raw microphone. When I put in a high frequency boost cab, it may get a lot brighter sound. So put it on now. So this is what you preserve to get the sound from the microphone that have the high frequency boost cab on. It just have a lot brighter sound. I think it sounds better as I put it in a high frequency boost cab. But for some person that have a very sibilant and very trebly sound, the high frequency boost cap should be removed. More handy thing about this cap is when you hide the lav under the shelf, it might get very muffled sound, and this should be really a problem solving device for this particular mic. So any suggestion, very appreciated. Thanks for listening.